The Days of 47 parade has once again turned down a request to allow the group Mormons Building Bridges to participate in the annual event on Pioneer Day. Mormons Building Bridges, which works for inclusion of LGBT people within The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, wanted to put a classic car in the parade with eight people representing their group. They were turned down because parade rules specifically bar entries that might be controversial. Greg James is the Days of 47 Executive Vice President. He says the parade committee took a second look at the issue at the request of the Salt Lake City Council, but reached the same conclusion.
We don't want the parade to devolve from the message of celebrating the founding of the state and the pioneers into a point, counterpoint. There's a float for this, and then there's a float against that. That's not what that parade's meant for.
Erica Munson, one of the founders of Mormons Building Bridges, says members of the group are disappointed in the outcome, but not discouraged.
We're really gratified that the Days of 47 considered our entry. We're gratified with the public conversation that we've been having about what is the Days of 47 parade all about, and we're looking forward to further conversation, and we will apply for next year.
Days of 47 is a private business that runs the annual parade and rodeo as well as other Pioneer Day events. It gets most of its funding from commercial sponsors, but about 15% of that money comes from the LDS Church Foundation. Dan Bomas, KUER News.